Silver Wedding by Maeve Binchy. Read by Kate Binchy. Chapter 1. Anna. Anna knew he was doing his best to be interested. She could read his face so well. This was the same look she saw on his face when older actors would come up and join them in the club and tell old tales about people long gone. Joe tried to be interested then, too. It was a welcoming, courteous, earnest look, hoping that it passed as genuine interest, hoping that the conversation wouldn't go on too long. "I'm sorry, I'm going on a bit," she apologised. She pulled a funny face at him as she sat at the other end of the bed, dressed only in one of his shirts, the Sunday papers and a breakfast tray between them. Joe smiled back, a real smile this time. "No, it's nice that you're so het up about it. It's good to care about families." He meant it, she knew. In his heart, he thought it was a good thing to care about families, like rescuing kittens from trees and beautiful sunsets and big collie dogs. In principle, Joe was in favour of caring about families. But he didn't care at all about his own. He wouldn't have known how many years his parents were married. He probably didn't know how long he'd been married himself. Something like a silver anniversary wouldn't trouble Joe Ash. Anna looked at him with the familiar feeling of tenderness and fear. Tender and protective, he looked so lovely lying there against the big pillows, his fair hair falling over his face, his thin brown shoulders so relaxed and easy. Fearful in case she would lose him, in case he would move on, gently, effortlessly, out of her life as he had moved.